Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Hardly Heroes. You are listening to the first edition of Hardly Heroes Movie Club. I am Caleb B. That's where you can follow me on Twitter. Follow Eddie at EDDYC85. And as Eddie likes to do when I'm gone, I'm going to do to John when he's gone. John is not here. He decided he didn't have time. You know, work responsibilities and everything. And, you know, the thing is, Eddie, we established that we were going to watch this movie, what, 4 or 5 days ago?
Yeah, it was about that, because actually it was, what day did we record? Hellboy, yeah. Hellboy was Monday. So as soon as we got done, I started looking at movies for our bonus episode. You'll hear that when it comes out, but
yeah, it's dated. The concept, what we were going to do, is completely dated by now, but whatever.
Yeah, but I happened to notice this particular movie, and I thought, you know, this could be my hope was, because I've seen Boone the Bounty Hunter, right? And I didn't know John Morrison did other movies.
Yeah,
and I thought, well, Boone was good, like. I wouldn't even say it was so bad it was good, because I don't even want to call it bad. It was, like, entertainingly... It was entertaining, and he's not, you know, necessarily a good actor, but
no.
I was entertained by it, you know. I legit liked Boone. I'm like, you know, this looks like a worse version of Boone, so... But, boy, I was wrong on that, but... I will say I was very excited seeing all the movies in the streaming service to do. It'll have plenty of material until Loki comes out, and I've already got next week's, or I guess my next movie picked out, because it'll actually coincide with you'll just have to wait and see. It'll coincide with something going on, I'll say, but it's not a Tubi movie.
That's funny. Okay, so Hardly Heroes Movie Club. There is one rule I would like to institute, and I would say we could do a group vote, but since John's not here, we'll do a two-man group vote. Sorry, absentee ballots don't count in this group.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to, you know, think, because, you know, Loki is going to end, and then there's going to be a drought of shows, of course. So what we should do, you know, when these things come around, we do the Hardly Heroes Movie Club, and, you know, we rotate who gets to suggest. So, like, let's say next week either John or I get to suggest.
Well, John's not here, so I would say you.
Well, if we can get John, I would say let's do John. I like to, you know, age before beauty, as they say, and I'm a pretty handsome guy. Anyway, the only thing I would say on when you pick these movies out, besides, of course, you know, them being free with a subscription or just outright free, would be that it has to be a movie that you yourself have not seen. And we are doing that by honor system, of course, because I can't, you know, I don't know every movie you've ever seen. You don't know every movie I've ever seen. But that is one rule. And let me know what you think of it. But I think that's a good institution.
That's fair. The only caveat I would say is... The one that's coming up, once I explain it, I've seen it. I think I've seen it once. But once I explain why I picked my next choice, you'll be like, okay, that's fair for a one-off. But I don't hate that rule. I will say I'm looking at the list of my bonus episode movies somewhere.
Sorry, yes, my Apple Watch was telling me to breathe.
And I've seen all of those, so I'm not going to apply that rule to the bonus episodes, although one of them I have not seen since I was a kid, so I basically haven't seen it. But, yeah, I picked my 4 bonus episode movies, and those, I would say, are excluded from that rule.
Of course, yes.
But, yes, I would say for the movie club, that's not a bad rule, other than the exception that I will be making in a couple weeks. But I'm also not picking a bad movie, so don't, you know, I'm not gonna subject you to another one of these.
That's fair enough. And folks, I put it out on Twitter. Eddie didn't retweet me for some reason, and Eddie didn't retweet me from the HeroCast account for some reason. But today we are doing, and it's not going to be as in-depth as our hero cast, our mainline reviews. But, oh, by the way, check me out every Thursday morning on the Grave Consequences podcast, a part of the Social Suplex Podcast Network, where I review a show called Lucha Underground that starred John Morrison, who was also in the movie we're reviewing today, which was entitled Sinbad and the War of the Furries.
Not furries.
I know. But I did actually, when I first read it, I was like, does that say furries? That doesn't make any sense. And I was like, oh no, there's only one R.
I did too retweet you. You are incorrect.
You just retweeted me. Oh, yes. I know you.
Yes, yeah. I did. Well, okay, I'll go into a little more detail why I picked this. One, it did have a wrestler in it. So I thought there's at least a connection there.
Stars John Hennigan, or as you know him, John Morrison, or Johnny Impact, or Johnny Mundo, however you know him.
Mm-hmm. But I also did think, you know, yeah, this is probably going to be bad, but the one guy I thought that would enjoy it was John, and he's not here. And
yeah.
You know, I thought he would at least give a good counterbalance, like in the Steel episode, and tell us why this movie's
John
actually good.
I think John would like at least, you know, see some charm in there. And there were some parts in there, like the plot, their character arc of Manta being gay was kind of funny, especially when the seductresses tried to tried to seduce him and it didn't work. I was like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, there. Well, and then there's a twist that I honestly didn't see coming, probably because it really didn't make a lot of sense.
So. Yeah, I was going to say it made no sense whatsoever.
Before we begin, I guess we should wish every mom a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, if I can, and I know she doesn't listen to this, but I want, you know, the people out there who listen to this to know, Mom, you are an absolute warrior. You have raised me into quite the man. It's much appreciated. You put up with my dad for 37 plus years. You brought four sons into this world who have his same personality, so you're stuck with that same personality for the rest of your life as well. And you are just the measure of a good woman. You are godly and ever patient and loving, and thank you.
My goodness, Caleb putting over his mom big time. We went out to dinner at the casino, and that was, I came up $33 ahead. Of course, if you subtract dinner,
basically
broke even at that point. But it's not about me. Mm-hmm. My mom walked out with, I wanted to say somewhere around $240. So
great.
Did quite
great.
Well.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mrs. B. Good job.
Yeah, I feel like that was probably her best win at a casino, 240. I mean, anytime you can leave up is good, but unless you're like a big bettor, it's hard to leave up with anything significant, you know. Like I cashed out my ticket was 53, but I'd already mm-hmm. lost 20. But my ticket being 53, I was like, man, that's it's pretty good, but
yep.
You know, that's because I don't really bet a whole lot, so.
Yeah, no, that's typically a smart practice. If you're gonna go into the casino and gamble, don't bet more than you're willing to lose, and that's the same with stocks as well. But speaking of big wins, real quick, because John's not here, tentpole victory, and I feel like what could really turn the ship around. We're on pace to win five of our next, six of our last seven. We came back, and this will be dated by the time it releases, but on Saturday night, we rallied three times in one game and got the win in extras. It was amazing. I can't pronounce his first name, Adrianza, hit a walk-off single the same day that he and his wife announced that they were going to have a child.
Aw.
Yeah. Great stuff. That's Caleb's baseball corner for the week. You got anything to add?
I enjoyed the Yankees this weekend. Took 2 of 3 from the Nats, so that's good.
My God.
And it helps you.
Speaking of Caleb's baseball corner,
is that a Tuesday new podcast? Night. Oh, God, it really is.
Yeah, I have a third podcast we have to coordinate around. No, speaking of Caleb's baseball corner, Tuesday night I went to my first live Drillers game. They are my early team, of course. First live Drillers game in 2 years, and it was a hoot.
Driller, I hardly know her.
Jesus, that hack, dude. But no, it's great to be back at the park. It seems like, and if I had a weak immune system, I might, you know, be a little upset, but I don't have a weak immune system. Plus I've been inoculated, but a lot of people weren't really masking up out there.
That seems to be what I'm hearing everywhere.
Friend Will said the same thing about Globe Life, and, I noticed that by my buddy's picture at Truist, and like I'm like, dude, why are you tweeting about it? Like, geez, like I said, call the cops on a lemonade stand is what I said.
I mean, it's security's job, and if they don't tell them, it's not my place.
Yeah.
Too. I'm not one of those mask on people. Like,
plus, whatever. Like I said, you know, you're in an outdoor setting, and you've been immunized. Your chances of transmission are less than 0.01%.
Yeah, I mean,
the odds are in your favor that you don't come away with this with coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wear it, but like if I see people wearing it, I'm not, because I see I'll watch like Yankee games and people behind home plate don't have it on, and it's like you'll see people on Twitter like, oh, look at all these people just not wearing it. And it's like, I can't worry about that. Like, okay,
exactly.
That's, you know, all right. Yeah. Then don't go to the games. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
yeah,
I'm planning on, I've already got the airfare booked for Florida and Atlanta. So I'm going to be hitting up the Florida parks, and I'm trying to narrow down a weekend to go to Texas, and then I'll have all 30 under my belt.
Oh, you got to check out Globe Life, man. Oh,
I will. It's on.
You're going to. But yeah, it's great from what I hear.
Yeah, and I will say, other than when if the Yankees happen to be the visiting team, as they were in Boston, I always root for the home team whenever I go to one of these parks.
Really?
But there is going to be an exception.
Oh,
it is going to be Houston.
Oh, God, yeah, dude.
I cannot root for them. And the fact that they're, like, now complaining to Major League Baseball.
They've complained to the commissioner about, like, are they trying to, like, tell on the fans or something? Are they trying to, like...
Well, I don't know what the commissioner's supposed to do.
What's he going to do? Be like, stop saying mean things about the Astros? Like, are you going to bar people from Astros games or something? Like, what? What are you going to do? Are you going to make them wear a muzzle? Like a literal muzzle? Not a mask, but a muzzle?
I don't know. They're just, like, become insufferable. And I was so glad to win that series.
Now, Rob Manfred, because he has become the worst active commissioner in sports, won't do this. But what a good commissioner would do is tell the Astros, hey, we let you get away with murder. Shut the hell up.
Yeah. I mean... It's like, you guys cheated. You won a championship by cheating.
And you don't have an asterisk beside that championship either.
Yeah, and who was it? I think it was Correa who was like, we've said sorry a whole bunch of times. Like, I don't know what more they want us to do. Like, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to renounce the championship and say, you know what? After careful consideration... We don't deserve this. Take it down from the take it down from the rafters. Take it down from the banner. Take the banner down. We'll give back the rings. We'll donate the rings to charity or whatever. We'll you can strike it from the record books. That's what we'll do. But you know what? They're not going to. And here's the thing. Here's a promise that I'm making on air. if I have grandkids, my grandkids, one day, when we're all watching baseball on our 7K TV, I'm going to say, you know, I remember when I was your age, that team, the Houston Astros, they cheated to win a World Series, and then I never forgot it. They will be this century's Black Sox scandal, and I want, because everyone who was alive during that is dead, during the Black Sox, but I want the Houston Astros to live on, much like the Black Sox live on. So,
yeah.
I want them to be all humiliated and have to wear it for the rest of their career.
Yeah. Oh, Sonya Deville, this was, I guess, on Raw at some point. She wore a full-blown, and I just saw this on Twitter, full-blown red suit, black undershirt, a la James Mitchell.
Oh.
That's awesome.
And
also, Jim Gaffigan apparently played defensive end at Purdue.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Anyway, enough gobbledygook. Let's talk about Sinbad and the War of the Furries.
Yeah. Another reason, I like the actual original story of Sinbad. I read it a bunch as a kid. This was not it. This was Sinbad for the modern age, which is not really a genre that needed to exist.
No.
Not really. I mean, if you look at the original Sinbad story, it's pretty great. And it, you know, there's a lot of like those old 70s movies, you know, The Clash of the Titans, Jason and the Argonauts, Sinbad. And if you don't mind the stop motion, they're really fun. This was, this was not that, but I watched a lot of those growing up. Sci-Fi Channel, or no, not Sci-Fi Channel, TNT, Monster Vision. Great stuff. And I, you know, but they didn't, this was more Sci-Fi Channel movie, unfortunately.
Yeah this was, I was going to say, this is like a made for sci-fi freak of the week crap.
Yes, and if you are interested, it's free on Tubi and I think free on Prime.
Yeah. And if it's free on Prime, that means it's probably ad-free, which, you know, if you want to watch without ads, go that way. Which, by the way, no, if you're going to get on Tubi, watch something much better. Go rewatch Lucha Underground.
Yeah, that would be a good pick. But if you like bad movies, have I got one for you. So yep. I'll start with the plot. And I'll preface this. Like I said, it's modern times. Sinbad is a treasure hunter now. And apparently Greek mythology... Well, the way he described it, because he's trying to find Perseus's treasure, and it's like he's describing how the treasure got here, and in doing so, he's talking about like Greek mythology as if it's real, but then like when Greek mythology does happen in this world, he's like, couldn't happen.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, and John Morrison
doesn't
just
make any sense at all.
A horrendous actor.
Yeah, he's not good. He was, okay, like, I think... In my opinion, he actually got better as the years went on. Like, he was better in, he was much better, in my opinion, in Boone than he was in this, but,
Yeah, I would say that's fair. But Boone was also, like, he was financing that movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, he looks like he could be an actor, but he sure isn't.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, Sinbad and his buddy Nick, they are going into this cave to find this treasure, and then these three guys walk in, and this was the first, like, error I found. So, they're just like, hey, what are you doing here? And Sinbad just chucks his sword right at him, and then later we'll say, yeah, these guys attacked us in a cave. It's like, no!
You initiated.
You threw a sword at him.
Like, yeah.
You didn't... Now, granted, they ended up being bad guys, but you didn't know that.
Yeah, you just took a flyer on the idea that they would be bad guys.
Yeah, just because one had an eye patch. Like.
Mm-hmm. Although, let's be honest, that's a pretty good barometer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I did like... Because he leaves with some treasure, and then... You know, Sinbad leaves his phone, and the guy with the eye patch, Sai, he's like, oh, I left his phone. And he gives it to the leader, Manta. He's like, log into his Facebook and post something stupid.
That did crack me up. I was like, That seems out of place, but that did crack me up.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, at some point in the movie, this is when we find out Manta is gay. Oh, by the way, earlier in the movie, at another point in the movie, one of the characters describes him as a dandy, which I haven't heard a gay person describe as a dandy in quite some time.
Yeah, Ace described him. He's like, oh, is he, because Ace is in the next scene where Sinbad sells a bunch of his treasure, but then Ace is like this, this collector, and he's a big admirer of Sinbad, and he sees this stone, and it's the heart of Medusa, and it's like, oh, Medusa's eyes can turn people to stone, but her heart can turn the world to stone. Like, okay. But he buys that right off of him for $25,000. And then Sinbad asks about these guys, and then Ace is like, oh, one of them's a bit of a dandy. I'm like, I didn't pick up on that at all. Like,
yeah, that's ridiculous. No, they did just kind of guess. But at one point, Manta says, I don't associate with the newer... Oh, this was when... Okay, when Johnny, as I'll call him, Sinbad, pardon me. When Sinbad is confronting Manta and he's like, oh, you sent your women after me, blah, blah, blah. And Manta says, I don't associate with the newer sex. They're devious, as you might know.
Yes.
But the fact that he referred to them as the newer sex cracked me up.
I don't know how much newer they are than man, but
okay. If you're a believer, if you are a Protestant Christian, I think what, like a day or something?
Not very long. I mean, they've been around a while.
Yeah, exactly.
We also meet Sinbad's old girlfriend, Jax, and her dad stole all of his work and took credit for it.
And she does not have metal arms, for what it's worth.
No, unfortunately not.
No.
So, later that night, Sinbad and Nick are visited by the Furies. They are three women in bad makeup who hiss and scream at them.
And, but they're basically, aren't they supposed to be like sirens or something?
No.
Like sirens from the Odyssey is what I mean.
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think the Furies were like something from hell or Hades, but like the sirens
are
different.
That would make sense. Yeah.
But yeah, they were something, and they were looking for the heart, and he tells him he sold the heart, and he sold it to Peter. Yeah, the shop owner, and then he goes, and the next day, and the shop owner's dead, so.
Yep.
And so Jax also tells him, like, oh yeah, I told Manta where this treasure was, but I didn't know you were going for it, type of thing. So, Jax and Manta know each other.
Yeah.
So, later, the Furies show up again and ask about the heart. But Sinbad stabs one of them, and then they all vanish. And they decide, he keeps telling, he's like, oh, we got to take my boat to Los Angeles, because they were in Mexico. And he's like, Ace told me if I was ever in trouble, I can hang out with him. And he's like, I hope you really, I hope you keep up on that promise, Ace. And then Jax tells him about, like, oh, myths are actually real. And she does have a great line. She's like, have you ever studied numerology? And Sinbad's like, that's on my list of things to never do.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. I will say there's enough moments in the movie that makes it not, I mean, it's not like torture, but it's so low budget. It does have its moments of pain.
Yeah. There's charm at certain points, yeah.
Yeah, even John Morrison's bad acting, like, when he's like, oh, the Furies, they might do something to me. And then he's like, and then Jax is an idiot and falls for his bad acting. He's like, oh, he's choking. And then Sinbad just starts making dolphin noises.
Oh, yeah, he's like, what was it? He said David Duchovny turned me into a merman.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where I'm like, I'm glad no one's in this room watching this with me.
Yes.
That'd be a hard one to defend.
Yeah. You just be like, well, it's for this podcast. And
yeah, then the Furies show up and they toss Nick overboard.
Yeah. So,
And then, like, the very next scene, they're in L.A. shopping for bracelets, and Sinbad doesn't even mention Nick. He's like, oh, he's dead. Like, some friend. And so, at the jewelry mart, they meet, like, Manta's men attack him, and they escape. And there's also, like, a new random dude that shows up that never speaks. Whatever. So they get to Ace's house, and Ace tells them, he's like, hey, I want you to impress this girl, but first you need to have a shower and change. And then they keep going back and forth about, like, why do we need a shower? Just take me to this girl. And he's like, no, you need a shower. And I'm like, oh, God, just take this freaking shower. Like, why was this part of the movie? So Ace takes him upstairs. He's like, okay, here's the girl you're going to meet. And he hands him a lamp. And I was like, oh, God, they're really going to do this, aren't they? And it's a puzzle lamp. It's not a lamp you just rub. It's a puzzle lamp. And Sinbad solves it in like 3 seconds after Ace is like, yeah, I could never figure this out. And then like this genie pops out. And Sinbad's like, oh, you're using like smoke and mirrors and special effects. Like, no. Like, I don't know. Sinbad's a real idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you saw the Furies, like, vanish in front of you, and he's still like, oh, I was using parlor tricks. Like, Sinbad.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, I get it would be hard to believe, but you've seen ample physical proof, so.
I was gonna say, do you remember in It, when, like, all this, like, unbelievable fantastical crap is happening in front of Stanley the Manly, and he just refuses to believe, like, any of it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, by the way, that's why Stanley killed himself in the bathtub.
It is. No one believed
him. Well, actually, it's because...
he didn't believe anything.
I was going to say it's actually because it got a hold of him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because he actually stared into the deadlights, which, by the way, if you've read the... Side note, if you've read Stephen King's It, that's why Beverly's confrontation with It and going into the deadlights in the new movie makes no sense whatsoever, because why didn't she also kill herself?
Well, at least they cut out the original ending.
I mean, well, yeah, from the TV movie, but like the thing
from the book.
Oh, you mean with the kids? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not cool, Steven. Yeah, no. I think Stephen King actually claims not remembering writing that, but I think that's just some CYA.
He don't want to get canceled, like Snow White.
But, the ending from the movie, or from the original movie, not good. The ending from the remake was also not good, but it may be the best ending they've done. Because the one in the book is like, how could you have recreated that on screen?
Well, no. Yeah.
Sorry, I know we're not here to talk about Stephen King's It, but...
No, we're here to talk about Maximum Overdrive. That should be reviewed one day. I don't care if I've already seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, well then you can pick it.
Who said I would?
It's amazing.
I don't think so. Maybe I'd pick the Langoliers before I picked that.
Oof. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, so they're at the genie, and she's like, oh, give me your 3 wishes. And Sinbad's like, all right,
I want
Nick to be brought back to life. And she's like, nope, can't do that. And it's like, can't do that, can't harm anyone, or I can't give anyone money, because if I give you money, it means I take it from someone else. And then Sinbad's like, this genie's worthless. And then the genie disappears.
She does. She does. Okay. He, is this the scene where he's like, I want to learn how to fly this. And she's like, I'll teach you. And then like punches him and then he falls apart and it falls down.
Yes.
And then he wakes up and he's like, I know how to drive this thing.
Yeah. It was, Aladdin's carpet. That was something Ace collected.
Stupid.
He's like, oh, I've got Aladdin's carpet over here, and I've got this genie lamp over here. And it's like, okay, dude. So then Ace tells a story about the Fury's origin, basically, there's a relative of Sinbad who was a real piece of crap. So he gets buried. Okay, so it's like it goes back to like in ancient times when the husband died, like they would bury the wife even if she was still alive, which I guess may be true. I mean, it seems like something that could happen in like, you know, like BC or whatever, like when they didn't even know any better. So Sinbad somehow was found himself in the bottom of a pit, and then like there were three women who got thrown in there, I guess because their husbands died. But Sinbad was out of water, and he was out of food, and like these women got thrown in there, so he would just take a rock and bludgeon all three of them. And it's like showing him bludgeon these women, and it's John Morrison playing his, you know, ancestor, and it's like, am I supposed to feel bad for John for Sinbad? It's like, oh, look what he had to do to survive. It's like, no, he's a coward. He's like killing these women so he can live and not doing the gentlemanly thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what killing himself would do for them, but I guess cannibalism, maybe. But I feel like when you're in the hole, you're screwed either way. But so yeah, that was like the and then the Furies, they vow to get revenge on Sinbad, and then they all yell in this heart or something, and I don't know. But that's why the one has weird face paint. It's because it was her blood trickling down her head, I guess. I don't know. It was bad. So, yes, this is where he does the magic carpet, and then they escape. Manta showed up. Manta showed up at this dude's house, and Sinbad and Jax escape on the magic carpet, and then they land outside, and Sinbad's like, you know, Jax,
I'm so glad that, you know, you know, I'm sorry that I blame you for what your father did to me, and I'm so glad you're not like your father.
Yeah, and she's like, I wish that were true. And then hits him in the head with the Medusa stone. We had a heel turn. A heel turn at the end of the movie.
She's like Katrina in Lucha Underground, man. Hitting people with the stone.
I know. So then the next day they wake up. And Jax is like, well, I did it because I have 10 million reasons why I did it. It's like...
Yeah.
Because they took the heart. So, and they created it into a gun, which turns people to stone. But it like... They crumble as soon as they're hit with it. It's far out there, mm-hmm. but it's an idea.
Uh-huh.
So they use it on Ace first, and he's dead. And then the gun jams.
Well, no, I think they were going to use it on Johnny.
And Ace, like, took the bullet for him.
Yes, for some reason.
Yeah.
So...
Like, Johnny, I appreciate you, so I'm gonna show you how much I appreciate you. And he jumps in front of the ray and
yeah, he crumbles into stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gun jams, and then Sinbad escapes, and then he so he summons the Furies, or uses the genie to summon the Furies, and they're like, well, why should we help you? He's like, oh, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and the people in that house have done some really bad things. And so they're like, all right, we'll help you. So
yeah.
This is where they knock on the door. They're very polite. They always knock on the door.
Yeah.
Come in. And this is where Manta's like, you can't seduce me, you know.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, again, they tried to seduce a gay man, and it wasn't. They weren't having it.
Yeah, and then Jax ends up killing Manta because he was being annoying, so...
Yeah.
That was great.
R.I.P. to a real one.
Mm-hmm. He got killed by the newer sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, two of the Furies get turned to stone by the gun, and then the other one manages to, like, cut off Jax's head with her hand. She, like, karate chops her head off or something. And then Jax... they both go for the stone, and then Jax is dead. And then Sinbad gets the stone, and then he's like, oh, I free you! And then the Fury's like, oh, I'm free. And I'm like, what in the hell is happening right now?
So, yeah, this is like school play acting.
Yeah, it was really bad. And then Sinbad's like, he goes back to his boat, and we got Nick, who's alive. It reminded me of in The Simpsons when they're like, Ralph, we thought you were dead. And he's like, nope. And it's like, that's the explanation. We did get a little bit of a one where it's like the girlfriend of Nick is like, oh, I summoned the Coast Guard and we found him.
But yeah.
Like, okay. I guess. Yeah. I mean, the only part of that of Nick that was funny was that Sinbad just did not care at all when he died. He did try to wish him back, so I'll give him credit there. But he as soon as Nick died, he's like, well, let's go jewelry shopping.
Oh my God, it's like the Lion King in reverse. It's like Mufasa dies, and then we play I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yeah, and I honestly, I don't know, do we even rate these movies? Like, I can't rate this movie. It's like,
No.
It's so ridiculous. Like, it's not, I don't even know if it's like, I don't even know if it knows it's bad. That's the thing. It's like, I don't know if it knows it's bad. I think it has an idea, but I don't know for sure. So, that's kind of a problem. But, I guess, I don't know. It's not torturous. Like, there's some move. Like, there was a while there in the beginning, it was like 2 minutes in, when there's the one line where John Morrison's like, oh, at least that would have been my book, but someone stole my idea. And I'm like, what the hell was that? I'm like, God, this is going to be one of these movies. And then, like, the guys come in, and he's like, hey, I'm going to throw the sword at you. And then, like, he runs off, and he's like, oh, you dropped something. And then, like, pushes a guy over when he bends. It's like, oh, my gosh, this is really bad. And that's when I texted the group chat. I'm like, I'm 2 minutes in, and this is going to be a rough one. But it picked up a little bit.
Yep.
But not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some funny lines, I guess. So.
No, there were. If you will allow me to, I'd actually had the movie picked out for next week. But it's been a few days since then. Oh, by the way, someone pointed out, why didn't... it's funny to think about, but it doesn't really make any sense. But why didn't Vision just wear a beanie when Thanos was around?
To cover up the jewel.
Yeah, to cover up the stone.
I probably would have been able to sense it, but yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I would imagine. But it is funny to think about. Because, you know, I saw this meme, and someone went the wrong way with it. Because what they should have done was the Friday, you know, the Friday thing when, Debo would come up, and Debo would be like, yo, Smoke, what do you got on my 40? And Smoke would be like, nothing, man. You know, because they just hide all their jewelry and everything, and their drinks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you know, Debo would just take it from you.
Yeah, Debo.
You did.
So what is your movie for next week, then?
Bruh, give me some time.
Oh, I thought you just said you had it picked.
I had it picked a few days ago.
Oh, well, oh, what is it?
Oh, I guess the Dodgers have lost 5 series in a row for the first time since 2017.
Yeah, they're not good now.
That's great to hear.
But what is the movie that you are picking for next week?
Jeesum Crow. Will you give me a little more time, buddy?
I'm confused. Do you have it or not?
It's on the cock. It's here on Peacock somewhere.
You don't remember it is the issue.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Okay, I thought you had it picked out, and then you've changed your mind, and you want a few more days to think about it.
No.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, that's fair.
That is fair, yeah. Man, should I see Man of Wrath?
Yes, it's amazing.
Okay, sweet. And let me ask, are you going to see Spiral?
Yes.
Dude, I am so glad that, you know, theaters are really, like, really coming back, you know? It's great to get back to normal.
Yeah, the only problem with Spiral, I don't know who I'm going to be able to see it with. I'll see movies with friends or family. My family, I know, won't want to see it. And my friends, they weren't all that into Saul, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. So, might just be a solo. I was kind of hoping it'd be on HBO Max, but I think it's just in theaters, which is okay. I mean,
yeah,
you know, to help out the theaters, but...
I was going to say, it's not a Turner property, is it?
Nah, I think I'm just going to have to go solo and see the Saul reboot after they tried it.
They tried it 4 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't... With
Jigsaw.
Yeah, that one was... Eh.
I heard it messed up the timeline pretty bad, but then again, so did most of the sequels, but whatever.
Well, the problem... You know, it's like, if you watch any cop show, which they don't exist anymore, unfortunately, but, you know, when they were even going after just like a lower level person, you send in a big team of people, and it's like, to catch this serial killer, it's like, nah, we'll just send two people.
We'll just send Danny Glover and another guy.
Yes. goodness.
Next week, folks, get your Peacock subscription. Because
whip it out.
Whip out your cock. We will be reviewing a vehicle starring Bruce Willis and Walton Goggins. We will be reviewing a movie recommended to us on HeroCast by Dub. We will be reviewing Fat Man.
Fat Man?
Yes, it's the one where Mel Gibson plays Santa.
A Christmas movie.
Yes, I know it's out of season, but I don't care.
Well, all right. I'm skeptical. I mean, look, I remember him recommending this, and I don't object to it, but Christmas movie in May.
Look, it's Christmas in May, bud.
I guess.
It's Christmas somewhere.
That's not true.
Oh, man. Yeah, folks, that has been the show for the week, I believe. We're going to get out of here. It's 10 o'clock over in Ohio right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get out of here. I am operating on 4 hours of sleep.
That's fun.
If you can tell by some of the way I rambled throughout the podcast. So thank you for listening. God bless you. And Did you write a quote down or anything, or can we just tell them God bless you and see you around?
I don't have a quote from the movie, but I can come up with a John Morrison quote.
Yes.
Let's see. How does that go? Let me think. I'm trying to even remember. I'm trying to think of their stupid... rap song, the Hey Hey Ho Ho. I can only remember that part. Well, you know what, I'll just say instead, this is a simple one. This is much simpler. So, as one John Morrison and Mike Mizanin would say, be mad.